So we're just gonna relax and breathe. Oh, it makes me feel so good to set that intention to relax and breathe consciously. So grateful for that breath of life that I woke up this morning and I get another day. Woo! Just joy in action. I love being alive and celebrating my life. And I love remembering that we are the leading edge of thought, that Abraham is always reminding us that we are the expression of the One. And I just love being in alignment and connecting and feeling that energy of the oneness and the love and the peace and the light, the joy and the prosperity and the beauty, the harmony. Oh, the intelligence, the creativity, the clarity, the wisdom, so much is ever present at the center. And we can just relax and breathe and sink down into that beautiful space of peace that underlies all of the activity anytime that we want. It is such a gift to have this precious space of meditation, contemplation, and relaxing to return to again. And again and again, to let our corks float. Oh, and release our resistance and allow ourselves to return to that sweet space of peace. And in the quotation that I have from Abraham today, 5:21-25, Abraham now. The questioner said, "Hello, Esther, Abraham, and everyone. I want to talk about my mojo and my loss of consistent alignment. I want my mojo back. And I feel as if I've put everything on the back burner this past year with the contrast I've gone through. I want excitement back in my life. I want to feel passion again. And mostly, I want to get my patent idea on the market. And I just can't seem to get the interest back again. And if I wonder if there's any advice on how to get my mojo back. Thanks, Abraham. Everybody, have a great day." And Abraham said, "You offered a substantial contradiction here. And we're going to point it out to you, and you'll know exactly what we mean. You say, 'I want my mojo back,' and we believe you. And you were descriptive about that, about how you want to feel. But then you said, 'But mostly, I want my patent to happen.' Did you hear us talking earlier to our friend about the cruise, and we said, 'Decide to go and line up with it, or decide not to go?' Well, you have a decision to make. What do you want more? You contradicted yourself. You want more your mojo, your alignment, or you want more your patent? Because right now, focusing on the patent will not let you have your mojo. Not right now. So many people think, 'When I get my patent, or I find my lover, or I make my fortune, or I whatever it is, then I will get my mojo back. Then I will be happy.' But that's not how it works. Mojo first, patent later. Mojo first. And you're wanting to say, 'I had it. Why did I lose it?' Abraham said, 'Well, because it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The alignment is not like a college degree or a patent where once you get it, it's yours forever. It either is or it isn't in this now moment. So we just want you to think about this, because you said, I want my mojo back, but what I want most is my patent, which applies, I want my mojo to get my patent, but you want your mojo to have your mojo, not for the ulterior motive of something else happening. But when you get your mojo, everything that you want to happen will happen because your patent is in your vortex. Get your mojo and forget about the patent. Forget about it. Forget about it. Forget about it. Get your mojo. Should I think about my patent? No. It will take away your mojo right now. Don't think about your patent. Get your mojo. How do you do that? You know. You know better than we do what rings your bells, what's fun to do. You can't be completely obsessed with one thing that you can't have your mojo. Stay off the subject of patent until you get your mojo back. So if people say, what are you doing? And they say, are you working on your patent? Say, no, I'm working on my mojo. And they say, what about your patent? And I say, don't care about my patent. I only care about my mojo. They say, don't you really want your patent? And you say, it'll come. I really want my mojo. What's mojo anyway? It's me consistently feeling good. It's me aligning with my desires and my intentions. It's me not taking score. It's me trusting the process and knowing that the universe has my back. And so does the law of attraction. It's me. Getting my mojo back is presenting myself in this segment and this one and this one and this one and this one and this one. As I step into this segment, presenting myself to the law, the field of attraction, in a way I feel good. Not in a way that makes my patent work, in a way that I feel good. It's just a matter of getting your priorities in order of priority. Abraham is so wonderful. I love their advice. Get your priorities in order of priority and make feeling good, getting your mojo back, your highest priority. So how do we do that? What makes us feel good? What makes us appreciate life? What makes us feel happy? What makes us feel loved? What makes us feel excited? What makes us feel grateful? Or joyful or free. Any of the qualities on the upper half of the emotional scale are worth savoring, worth getting our mojo back about. So let's just start with contentment. Number 7 on the emotional scale. The emotional scale is such a blessing because it gives us touchstones that we can easily connect with. And contentment for me, they also say satisfaction and finding our blessings and feeling peace and balance. So I usually start with contentment by inviting myself to count my blessings. What are the things in my life that endlessly feel good to me, that I feel grateful for and thankful for and joyous about? And we each have things that work for us. Yours might be family and friends, or meaningful work, or a wonderful home, or a place that you love to go that you have accessible to you. I feel that way about my park. I am endlessly grateful to be able to go to the park in the morning and see beautiful birds. I am so grateful that it's summertime and the pool's open and I got to go for a swim earlier today. I am grateful for being alive, for being breathing. I'm grateful that I continue on and on in a happy life. Abraham's really helped me find the way to a happy life. They always say, if you need conditions to change in order to be happy, you're screwed. Which always makes me laugh, which is a good start toward being happy. But we can be happy by our focus of attention. So as we anchor contentment, find something you can think about in your life that makes you happy, that you can focus on more generally or more specifically, that feels like feeling good and feeling happy. And just breathe into that imagination that you have about that, that feels like happy to you. I have a place in my living room where I sit a lot of the day, editing pictures of birds or watching TV with Bob. And I always make sure that straight ahead of where I'm sitting, by the window, there is something beautiful to look at. Right now, it's a gorgeous orchid plant. Actually, two different species of orchids in one pot, and a pretty rose bush in a pot that a friend gave to me for my birthday yesterday, and a beautiful cardinal that another friend gave me, and the red of the roses that those who are on Zoom will see on the screen. And the red of the cardinal goes with the purple of the chrysanthemums in the arrangement that matches the purple of the orchids soaring above it. It's just so pretty. Just so beautiful. So much beauty in my visual field right now. And I have lovely paintings on the wall and photographs that make me smile. We can set up our environment to be a place that elicits the feeling of contentment if we just be careful about putting something right there we can focus on that feels good. So think about what feels good to you in your environment. Number six on the emotional scale is hopefulness. And I love using, wouldn't it be nice if, as a way to get into the feeling of hopeful. Wouldn't it be nice if my meeting with my friend tomorrow is filled with joy and laughter and fun and good food? Wouldn't it be nice if tomorrow the weather was good enough that I got to go swimming in the afternoon? Wouldn't it be nice if I saw some beautiful birds in the early morning before it gets too hot tomorrow morning at the park? What's your wouldn't it be nice if for your day, either later today or tomorrow, think about your hopefulness of upcoming segments. Number five is optimism. I'm optimistic that feeling good right now creates more feeling good for me in the future. I'm optimistic that as we spend time consciously finding things to be satisfied with and content with and hopeful about, that we continue to attract all of these beautiful things even more in our lives. We are consciously setting momentum in the direction of positive, optimistic outcomes. We're doing the work. And so congratulate yourself for doing the work of setting up even better outcomes in your life. Isn't it fun to be looking forward to good things? I'm looking forward to fill in the blank. Number four is positive expectation and belief. And the one I usually use, the opening phrase I usually use for number four is, I believe that things always work out for me. And I spend my life looking for ways that things are going right. Can you think of a belief that you have that serves you, that you can remind yourself of, so that you have positive expectations for your future? Number two is passion. Is there something or someone, some activity that you're passionate about? What inspires passion in you? I'm passionate about my alignment. I'm passionate about feeling connected. I'm passionate about taking pictures of birds and sharing them with people. I'm passionate about the Abraham philosophy. I'm passionate about my life and loving my life. What are you passionate about? We're all the way up to number one on the emotional scale and really getting our mojo back here. There are so many qualities: appreciation, love, freedom, empowerment, joy, and knowledge in number one. Let's think about appreciation. That feels simple to me. What do you appreciate? I appreciate skies and clouds and reflections and water. I appreciate flowers and critters. I appreciate friends. I appreciate good food. I appreciate a comfortable bed to sleep in. What do you appreciate? Also, number one is love. There's a new baby in my life because one of my friends just took in a five-week-old foster baby that only weighed 5 pounds when she got here. And she sends me pictures every day, and he's growing and yawning and smiling and peeing. Absolutely adorable, and she loves him so much, and he just is bonded to her. It's so beautiful, and I love witnessing their love and loving both of them. What do you love today? Our time for this meditation is almost up, and we haven't even tried freedom, empowerment, knowledge, and joy. So I just wanted to say that Abraham says focus is genius, and that's where our greatest power lies. So in doing this meditation with the emotional scale, we are empowering ourselves to be in vibrational harmony with our inner beings and be in vibrational harmony with receiving the endless good that's already lined up for us in our vortex. So I am grateful for the opportunity to come together, to focus in this way today, to allow our focus to be genius and move us up the scale and give us back our mojo in powerful and wonderful ways. I give thanks for this. It is good. And so I invite you to stretch. And just move gently in ways that feel good to you. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and smile. And so it is.